By the time young people graduate from high school, they can usually read well enough to understand a newspaper story or fill out a job application. What they may not be able to do is write well enough to succeed in college. Until the mid-1990s, most universities offered remedial writing classes, but college officials took such a beating for admitting so many ill-prepared students that many schools decided to raise admission standards or cut out remedial courses. But the need for such courses has not diminished. In the final story in a series on literacy, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
At the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, remedial courses are out, higher admission standards are in. And the message to students is, if you cannot write a coherent college paper, you'd be better off going to another school. This is, after all, the jewel of the state's higher education system. Not all first-year students, of course, can write a good college paper. Many write the way they speak, in incomplete sentences. Some struggle with basic grammar.
Okay, so tell me what you're working on today. What's the assignment?
Like, we have to write a paper where we compare two works, tell how they compare.
The University of Tennessee does not offer remedial classes, but struggling students can get one-on-one tutoring. Here, a tutor reads aloud from a student's English paper.
One conflict between the characters themselves and another, each character and their life. What's the verb here?
Don't say one.
Right, okay, so that's problem number one, right? That we need to get a verb in that sentence. The easiest verb is. To make it really sparkle, though, you could choose something that's a little more dynamic.
Like I said, one conflict the characters have is between themselves and their life.
Okay, that's fine. It's still got the is in there, but
the fact that this tutoring program exists at all, of course, is evidence that even with tougher admission standards, the university cannot screen out all students with weak writing skills.
I think you've hit an anomaly. It happens.
Robert Levy is senior vice president at the University of Tennessee.
People get out of high school with different levels of preparedness from different high schools. As a country, certainly as public institutions, we've got responsibilities to try to help students succeed. And that means to help try to pick students who will succeed, and when we pick them, to do what we need to do to help them succeed. And I think that's pretty much what we do.
But Levy insists the University of Tennessee should not admit students who cannot write a coherent sentence. That's the policy. In Tennessee, as in many parts of the country, the bulk of remedial education has shifted away from four-year institutions to community colleges.
What we're going to do next is a comparison and a contrast, and we're going to do the contrast first. That's looking at how things are different.
Over half of all high school students who enroll in community college in Tennessee are likely to end up in a basic reading or writing course like this one at Pellissippi State Technical Community College, a 20-minute drive west of the University of Tennessee campus.
We are hungry by the end of class. Okay, in this sentence, what's the verb? Okay, are is a form of to be.
Students here have to pay for these classes, but they get no academic credit, and that makes many of them angry.
My degree will be in computer science, so I'm thinking, why do I need to know all this grammar? I mean, to write proper English, but why do I have to have 4 or 2 years of it?
Andra Taylor is 20 years old. She's living at home, paying her way through school, and working full-time.
I knew I wasn't doing well in English when I left high school. I didn't think I would have to go this low. But in the long run, I'll be the first one in my family that's ever graduated from college, so that's something that's keeping me going.
Here's the very first paper Andrea wrote for her remedial writing class. It was titled, My Favorite Place.
Nashville is a world-famous place to visit. It is my favorite city to visit in the world. Nashville is known for music, in which I love to deal with. It is also known for...
Andrea's instructor is H.L. Ford.
The paper isn't focused. Doesn't have a lot of development, although this particular paper is far more developed than many in that class.
Ford says Andrea will probably test out of the remedial program this semester, but many students who arrive fresh out of high school, says Ford, read and write at a sixth or seventh grade level.
They're not really doing college prep work in a lot of the college prep classes. I had one student who said that in her senior year English class, they pitched tents, and that was supposed to teach them teamwork and cooperation. And I said, well, that's a good quality, but you know, you can't write a sentence. And if you're going to go to college, you need to be able to write a complete sentence.
We asked Andrea Taylor, the student we met in Ms. Ford's class, to take us back to her high school to help us figure out what's going on.
Well, this is the hall I spent most of my time in because my senior year, my locker was right down there. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, how are you?
Andrea graduated 2 years ago from Farragut High, a huge public school of 2,200 students in a wealthy suburb just outside Knoxville. Although Andrea blames some of her high school teachers for not helping her with her writing, she regrets not taking high school more seriously.
It was my fault for not asking questions, I guess, in junior and senior English, when I should have been paying attention more.
Andrea flunked English her junior year and had to repeat the same course with the same teacher, Ken Stansberry, a popular gregarious teacher. He says he doesn't remember Andrea, but in a big crowded school like this, he says, what do you expect?
Every year there are kids I look at and I think, wow, there's just more we could have done. And yes, every year we see those kids that we think, oh my God, I really let you slip through the cracks, or I could have helped you better, or you were better than I thought, and it bothers me, I didn't know that.
Farragut High is, by all accounts, one of the most successful schools in Knoxville County, with lots of honors courses and high-achieving students. But Stansberry says the size and pace of this school keep teachers from sitting down with every student to discuss their work. That doesn't explain, though, why students who can't write are allowed to graduate. Vice Principal Laveda Ferguson says it's not just the lack of time or the fact that teachers may be overworked. At some point, says Ferguson, teachers and administrators at Farragut High look at weak students, then look the other way.
As a teacher, there were certainly times that I gave a student a passing grade because he had worked really hard, had turned in everything. Maybe he didn't meet the standards that everyone else did, but he had been a cooperative student. I felt like he had learned some things in the classroom, and so I did maybe, you know, give him a passing grade when he didn't meet the standards exactly. As a counselor, when I worked there, my focus was to graduate them, to get them across that stage so that mom and dad could see them and they would have a high school diploma.
This helps explain why some students graduate from high school with such poor skills. And this, Ferguson concedes, has undermined the institution itself.
Having a high school diploma does not mean that you can read and write. It does not. And we've sort of stressed this idea of having a high school diploma. So everybody gets them, but they don't mean anything.
Without objective standards, the value of high school is entirely subjective. That's why school reform efforts in Tennessee and across the country are focusing on clear, tough standards. As for remedial education, well, the results are mixed. National studies show that students who complete remedial writing courses in community college are likely to go on to four-year institutions where they do just fine in regular English courses. But many give up on college when they're told they have to take a remedial course. H.L. Ford, the community college teacher we met at Pellissippi State, says that as long as students are willing to come back to improve their skills, higher education has an obligation to help them.
The purpose of education is to help people live decent lives, be able to feed their minds. And I don't think just because you slip through cracks in K-12 education that you're labeled for life. You know, not college material. You know, you can go be the garbage collector. I don't think that's quite fair.
The genius of American education from kindergarten to college may be that it's fundamentally a system of second and third chances, which is not a bad thing if we're talking about giving students a chance to improve their literacy skills over time. I'm Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Knoxville, Tennessee.